Hey y'all, it's Angela. Thanks so much for coming back for another episode of Two Nobodies. Just two little disclaimers before you get started. The first is we are continuing to fumble our way through microphones and editing, so there are a couple of spots in this episode that we were a little too loud on the microphone, and I'm not able to fix it, so I'm sorry, but there shouldn't be any blank spots, so there's that. The other thing is, in the unlikely event that the four of you who are still listening to this after three episodes are listening to it in the car with children, there is a segment of this episode where we get what you might consider inappropriate, depending on what kind of conversations happen at your house. So just fair warning. It's not anything, you know, it's not vulgar or whatever, but there is body part talk. So consider yourself warned. Thank you.
Okay, I have hit start.
We have started.
We have the giggles.
You know, it's going to be either really good or really bad when you start off the episode with the giggles. Well, we are two nobodies.
Talking about nothing.
Well, you're pointing at something.
Yeah, you kind of want to stay out of the red up here.
Is that like that Tom Cruise movie when...
Yeah. Mission Impossible.
He drops that.
We're trying a new recording platform.
Toast.
And a different microphone, so...
So now I'm Tom Cruise. I am failing.
Thank
this
you
mission.
For continuing to bear with us as we figure things
the CIA
out.
Is coming to get me right now.
Coming to get you, brother. Coming to get you.
So speaking of the CIA, and I don't know if this has anything to do with the CIA, but this is my segue to, I happen to notice over the last couple of weeks.
Weeks?
In the media.
24 hours.
Well, because they're not getting this. Right? They're not getting this tomorrow or today. This one's in the can.
So. Okay. But in the last 24 hours.
In the last 24 hours, I was trying to...
He wants you to know. He wants to point out the uptick in the use of the word redacted.
Clearly.
It has nothing to do with the Mueller report.
Clearly. Clearly, I am a trendsetter. Clearly, this podcast has become a up and coming thing to listen to amongst media moguls and people that are
media moguls
because
we have crossed over.
The word redacted has been bandied about with great proficiency since I brought it back to life just a few short podcasts ago.
You're welcome, news outlets everywhere.
News outlets of the world. We salute you, and you're welcome for us.
I think you're welcome as well, adding
color to your to the pages.
Anywho.
So I don't know what the Mueller report is, but I'm sure that
I am going to pretend you didn't say that, and we're just going to carry on. But it doesn't matter.
We are carrying on.
This is a completely apolitical podcast.
That's what our parents used to say.
Doesn't matter.
You kids quit carrying on up there.
That's not all.
Quit monkeying around.
His stepdad used to... Well, we won't say it here,
but... It's a family friend.
He said good Coast Guard-y things.
Yes. Lots of Coast Guard words in my house growing up.
Okay. So, it's time for the weekly installment of...
The Wrong Game!
Do you want to ask first?
Well, I've been being asked. I just moved, so hopefully our recording levels have stayed the same, clearly, because
Toast.
I'm pinning the meter every time I open my mouth. It's not helping, but I'm having fun with it. And there's lots of squiggly lines up and down.
Timer is ready.
Okay, so I'm asking you. Okay.
Yep, all right.
All the wrong answers are needed. Are you ready?
Yeah. Will you tell me? Okay.
Wait, go. What is another word for little?
Huge.
What do you call a person who commits a crime?
Helper.
Who do you honor on Mother's Day?
Elephants.
What term describes walking while sleep?
Walking while sleeping. walking while sleeping. Shoveling.
Complete this phrase. Cross my heart and hope to.
Okay, the timer went off, but it didn't ring because I had Do Not Disturb on my phone. So, okay.
We'll answer the question then.
What was the question?
Complete this phrase. Cross my heart and hope to. Give 1 second.
Eat.
Okay. All right.
I did. Well, no, I didn't really do
it. You did okay for you. The timer really.
You guys, this is the pressure is magnificent.
The pressure.
Also, I feel like I should just say, and I probably don't need to say this. I think it goes without saying. We're not playing this game correctly. We're just asking the questions and using the timer.
We're making up rules as we go along. Welcome to the McMichael way of life.
Is us not doing things.
To nobody.
Correctly.
Talking about nothing.
You gave up our name. When you play this game for real, you're obviously playing for points and you do like multiple rounds, blah, blah, blah. But we don't have time for all that nonsense. So no. We're just doing it because it's fun.
And so you're going to ask me a question.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you questions. Okay, ready? Go. Okay. In alphabet soup, what are the letters made from?
Steel.
Name a dairy product. Oh, your favorite.
Ooh. meat.
You got triggered. Couldn't think. Name something you might use to clean up a mess.
Possum.
Who lives in an in an insane asylum?
Oops. Sane people.
Name something that stinks when you... No, sinks! Sinks when you put it in water.
A boat. A pickle.
Okay.
Dog.
You actually... Oh.
Because you didn't set the timer.
No, I did set the timer.
I win!
Okay, well...
Oh, are we going to have to get out the cow sounds? I did. I forgot.
You did.
I gave up the tapes.
It's, you know, I can't. Why don't you just get on here and read through our passwords and our bank account numbers? Right. Let's just put it all out there.
That wouldn't take long for somebody to burn through that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Good luck with that, kids.
If you're looking for a bank account to get into to get yourself a tank of gas.
Thank you, yes.
We're your people.
New hat.
We are your people. T-shirt at Walmart. So
last week, we were talking about art.
We were talking about art.
Which brought up the subject of Rome, and how can you not think about art and not think about... How can you think about art and not think about Rome? Because, again, Rome is like... It's like art personified. Everywhere
you wouldn't have thought of art in connection with Rome until you went there.
Right.
To be fair.
Well, I'm a world traveler now.
You are a world traveler.
And I am very cultured and refined. I am a Renaissance man. Except I don't speak languages other than this language.
I am sitting here with the Dos Equis man. Just so you know.
I don't always drink beer, my friends. But when I do, I drink redacted.
Okay, so Rome.
One of the things that I found really fascinating yet troubling about Rome, and somebody wanted to let the kitty out of the burlap, so to speak, you know, let the cat out of the bag.
Last week. Good thing you cleared that up.
Well, you know, some people.
Good thing you rephrased it.
A lot of people don't know that bags were once made of burlap. I mean, if there are millennials listening to this, they don't even probably know what bags are. Except they don't get them because they don't get them at the supermarket anymore. Who gets a bag at the supermarket?
Everybody except in like one state.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
But we're trying to stop that, aren't we?
Right, we
anyway,
are.
Carry on.
Bags are bad.
Burlap. Oh.
Oh, look at that.
Would be his phone ringing.
I forgot to silence my phone. What a rookie mistake. Now, you know.
Yeah, rookie.
This guy will call back. It's probably something really important, but not more important than spending time with our friends out in podcast land. So, Rome. One of the things we noticed when we got to Rome, we went to visit one of our offsprings. Can we say that? One of our offsprings?
Yeah.
Was studying abroad. So we got a chance to travel. And one of the things we noticed that we found to be a little troubling was you have all these ancient statues around Rome.
Okay, first of all, wait. This isn't totally related, but is a little bit. One of my favorite things about Rome that I was just not expecting. You know, in the States, when you go see tourist sites or especially anything that's historically significant or whatever, it's usually behind,
you know, a quarter of the age of everything in Rome.
Glass or whatever. Like, yeah. Rome, you're walking around and there are ancient ruins everywhere and there's nothing between you and them. There are no signs saying don't touch or stay off the grass.
When you get tired, you sit on an ancient ruin.
Right.
Like you lean up against the statue that was like
on ancient columns.
All the time. We have pictures.
I don't always sit down to rest my back, but when I do, I sit on ancient columns. So anyway, yeah, so there's like
So the antiquities and the history is right there to sit on or touch or feel. And one of the things we both found a little troubling is we happen to notice that all of the...
Troubling and amusing,
yes,
if we're honest.
All the statues, gender male statues, had been altered slightly in some way or another. One way. How can we say this delicately?
We're all adults here.
Are we all adults? Yeah. What if there's... Yeah. They're the male part of the male genitalia had been removed. Part, but not all. Now, this is 2 years, 3 years now. I'm still at a loss for words. Like the first couple statues you think, oh, they got dropped or something happened.
A vandal came and defrocked this guy.
You know, knocked it off, you know. It's not like pornographic or, you know, gross.
It's art.
You're right. It's not like, you know, inappropriate. I mean, it is, but it isn't. There's really...
You're in over here.
Yeah, I'm trying to tiptoe around that subject.
You really are. Why don't you just get out with it?
Well, I really don't. It's not like
the penises were missing.
right. Well, that's not all I was trying to say. But here they had... I thought, you know, one or two, they knocked the penis off for some reason. Like, oops, we dropped that one. Don't tell anybody. Nobody will notice. Oh, it's old, you know. It was buried under this and... just knocked off.
Somebody was like mad at an ex-boyfriend something.
You look just like my boyfriend, Claudio. Bam. Off it came. So then we saw more statues and more statues. And we're like, wait a minute. None of the men, and it seems like they're all men. It's like all male statues. There's very...
Well, given that the female statues didn't have penises.
Right. I didn't mean that. I mean, it seemed like there were more. Yeah. Right, clearly the women statues didn't have their penises knocked off because they don't have them.
There were more man statues.
There were more man statues, is what I was saying. So it was even like more in your face, so to speak.
Did that make you uncomfortable?
It did make me uncomfortable. But here's the weird part: they didn't remove all evidence of male genitalia. Like, penis gone, scrotum there. Like, okay, I said it out loud.
You said scrotum.
I said scrotum. Like, because...
Your sixth grade health teacher would be so proud of you right now.
Because...
Oh, look at you using correct terms.
Why? Just why? And so apparently, what we were told was one of the popes at some point deemed it necessary to remove the penises from all the statues.
I have no words.
Like, what?
I mean, why not
how
just
is that
like cover
less...
them up with leaves?
Exactly.
Or
that's what
just
I
do
said.
What God did in the garden.
Can we not just tie a cloth around their waist or something? So, because knocking the penis off and leaving the scrotum there does not take the image out of your head. Now you're stuck with just that. Ick. Ooh. Who wants to see that? And, you know, throughout history, there have been many auspicious characters, titles, you know, The Count of Monte Cristo, Don Juan DeMarco. I mean, who are some others? Who are?
Well, I'm not sure what you're getting at here.
Well, I'm just looking for names and titles. Because I want to know...
The connection between the two is a little...
My question is who was the penis chiseler of Rome? Like, title.
Like the Butcher of Cadiz or whatever.
The Butcher of Cadiz.
Right.
I thought it was a job, not a headline. So who was the penis chiseler of Rome? Who went around... Who had that job? Who did the Pope call in and say, hey, I can't trust anybody else with this job?
What did that tax return look like? What do you put as your job description? Because you're not really a sculptor if you're, like, removing parts from sculptures.
You're
an
anti-sculptor. You're a reverse sculptor. And, like, where did they all, did they have to, I mean, was it like
And are those all in a vault somewhere?
Is it by job?
Like, have a room full of stone members?
Paid per statue. Like, is it a per statue payment?
Right.
Like, are you getting so much per chisel?
Per hour? Per piece?
So that they have to bring that box, you know, is there a box of marble penis statues somewhere in a vault under the Vatican?
Right. Right. I mean, they do have the largest collection of antiquities in the world, right? Something like that. Don't quote me on that. I'll have to fact check, but I think that's correct. At any rate, those missing pieces of stone go?
Where did those pieces go? And who had the illustrious title of the penis chiseler of Rome?
And was that actually what he or she or they were
maybe
called?
Maybe it was a she. Maybe it was a disgruntled lady.
Maybe.
Who really felt like this was her calling in life.
What could be another good headline title? I don't know. What's the Sasquatch version of this?
The
Widowmaker, but something else.
The Widowmaker.
The Uniker.
So anyway, yes, when you travel abroad, and we still... really highly recommend that you go to Rome. It's an amazing city. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's historic. There are...
Is it historic?
It's historic. There's a lot of historic. I mean, a lot of headlines, a lot of titles. Like, for instance, the Penis Chiseler of Rome. That's a historic event. So, yeah, if you should go. You can experience it for yourself. Maybe by the time you get there... Part of one of the tours, we didn't do any tours, we just kind of walked around and got lost and found places. You're just walking through Rome. There's not really signs until you trip over and fall into, like, the Colosseum.
Gladiator pit or something.
Yeah, you're in, like, you're suddenly, you turn a corner and you stumble into, like...
Like you're going looking for gelato and then all of a sudden
You're at the Pantheon.
You're at the Pantheon. True story. Actually, this was a true story. We were walking the first full day that we were there.
We were walking
to get a MetroCard for the week. And we get to the station that we needed to go to. And I looked like across the way there and I was like, that's something. I don't know what, but it's something. And of course, you know, there are no signs anywhere saying anything about anything, which is... I don't know. You'd think that would be frustrating, but it actually, for us, kind of led to the charm of it all.
It was the adventure of it all.
Yeah. You just really got to discover it.
We explored.
But anyway, here, it was the Circus Maximus.
Circus Maximus. A lot of bloodshed there. A lot of shed blood.
So anyway, that was fun. Just discovering things.
I will incorrectly pronounce the Palatine. Overlooking the, you know, we find Circus Maximus and you go around another corner and then you're at the...
Now I can't
unpronounce it right.
You just keep saying it the way you want to.
The Palatine. You find the palace. Okay.
The remains of.
The remains of the palace overlooking Circus Maximus, so all the royals could just sit there. And it was an amazing thing. Even though there were some disturbing things like, you know, please let's just get out a loincloth and put it on the statue.
I think because of the disturbing thing. I mean, that, I feel like that absolutely enriched.
The other amazing thing about Rome is, like, you go places, you walk into a church, and it on the outside it just looks like a stone building, no big deal. You walk in, and it's just amazing, and there's art, and there's no charge to go. There's churches everywhere, and we walk into a church, and there's the Moses by Michelangelo, like, just in this church. And you pay a euro to turn the light. It's not like you can't see it, but if you pay a euro, that a light comes up. On.
It and, really was amazing.
Yeah, you just walk in, and there's signs out. There's signs out front that say, if somebody asks you to pay, or somebody demands you pay them to get in, don't give them money. This is free.
It's true.
It was so funny. And there are motorcycles and scooters everywhere. What could be better?
He actually thought he was in heaven.
It was the pretty really amazing.
Real heaven.
The really real
especially
heaven.
Because he cannot eat dairy, and there was vegan gelato.
Oh, my word. That was so good. Like
vegan
gelato. I know it sounds like an oxymoron, but vegan gelato, it tasted like real ice cream.
It was amazing.
It was also, so good.
Also, I can't have gluten. We're a riot to have for dinner, let me tell you.
Yeah, do not invite us over, or just tell us to bring food.
Yeah. BYOF. Eat before you come.
Bring your stuff. Yeah.
Just have us over for playing coffee. The wrong game and coffee. Yeah.
Coffee in the wrong
game. I also found gluten-free pizza and gluten-free donuts. And it was.
Yeah. And I eat sun-dried tomatoes.
Sends a gluten. Oh, my gosh. On purpose. He hates tomatoes. I'm using the word hate here. And
yeah, I don't like tomatoes.
Let someone make him a sandwich based on just what she thought would be good. And it had sun-dried tomatoes in it. And tell him, dear. Tell him.
It was. They were like raisins. They were so good. They were so sweet.
Raisins.
Raisins are sweet. They're delicious.
They were so good. They were like raisins. Said nobody ever.
Well, for me, really? That's a big deal. It was like eating a raisin. It was like this. For me, texture is a huge part of the tomato dislike. Like the texture to me, I don't even want to explain. If you're a tomato lover, my feeling about it's like eating fish guts or something. It's just disgusting.
You know how fish guts, do you, Mad Eye?
Yeah, maybe.
It was a pleasant. We had multiple pleasant dining experiences.
Every dining experience was pleasant.
In Italy, we had positive food.
Yeah, positive outings, food.
But
experience.
I mean, it was
the funny.
Except for one thing, somebody who shall remain nameless.
Well, I feel like this is me.
Who is. Horribly, horribly lactose intolerant.
I made a mistake. I don't speak Italian.
I won't go into too much detail. But suffice it to say that our last day
mistakes
of
were made.
Touring around, we lost 2 hours, 3 hours?
Probably three.
3 hours.
Was our last day? Wasn't our last
day. It was our last full
day.
But
because of that, somebody... Okay.
No, you're not. You're getting away from this meat of the story here, though.
All right.
Don't skip to the end.
I'm not skipping.
The point is, we missed several hours of exploring Rome because somebody was having a blowout. And the reason?
Blowout.
Somebody was having a blowout?
I was having intestinal distress.
Somebody.
We don't need to get into details.
Was having toast full of Nutella. Without reading the label.
It's hazelnut butter. I thought it just had hazelnut in it. I didn't know it had chocolate in it.
You don't go on a once-of-a-lifetime trip in another country and eat things without checking the label. And you did know the word for milk.
Leche. Yeah, okay. Is that right?
So he calls me from the bathroom after I had gone downstairs to the little... cafe next door and gotten myself a little cappuccino.
She's downstairs on the streets of Italy.
Hey, I was
cappuccino
making
and eating
a silk
pastry.
Purse out of a sow's ear.
Are you calling me a
so
sow's ear?
So I went back up to check on him. And if I'm honest, I was also checking to see, like, what are the odds we're going to get going soon or what's going
Am
on
I
here?
Am I just
going to
go off by myself and leave my poor, sick husband dying.
And he calls from the bathroom to say, hey, do you think there's milk in Nutella? No.
I thought I had food poisoning.
Chocolate or anything. So, anyway.
He was in there. But the delay did, because of the delay, we ended up finding some baths that weren't not the, there's some that are already like fixed and reconstructed.
Or part, right, partly
restored.
Partly restored, so that you get the idea. But
these were like all like just discovered. All and ruined. Then we found this great.
Oh yeah, Samuel.
Yeah, this artist who was selling watercolors of different, you know, just little.
The most amazing watercolors.
Beautiful. Paintings. We have them. I'm looking at.
We
it
got
right now.
Several. We got one of the Colosseum and one of it looked like the street that our
offspring
son was living on. Yes, our or can't daughter. Say son. Right, our offspring. Or okay, so do you have a news story for us today?
I am looking up. You're supposed to be filling the silence Fred with your
is,
words.
Fred is getting into his.
Okay, his so device. Here's the news story.
All right, here it is. Oh, which, you're going with that one.
Yeah, it brings up a lot of questions. Kind of like the, I mean, we're on the sort of like, what in the world kind of theme anyway. Who chisels the penises and leaves the scrotums on statues? That's a huge question for me. Take it all off then and sand it down or something. Like neuter it completely. Like, it's a sexless statue, clearly. Anyway, so that was loud. I'm sure of it. Here, breaking news. Russia agrees to free nearly 100 captive whales. Silence. So, my question is, what did these whales do that they've been held captive by the Russian government all this time? Are they spy whales? Are they protesters? I mean...
And where are these whales? Where were they kept?
Where were they kept? Why are they being held captive? Are they political prisoners? Did they stand up against the government? Are they the intelligent middle class? I mean... Who are these? Well, obviously, they're...
You're kind of getting a little political there,
they're
sir.
They're whales. They're whales, so they're obviously
also,
intelligent.
Also, the news segment... My understanding of the news segment was that we had committed to... We didn't commit to bizarre news. We committed to positive, uplifting news.
It's funny.
Because
captive
it's
whales.
Random.
And they're the positive... Hey, the
oh,
good
here, wait,
news
it
is...
Oh, it says.
I know it says, but I want to know what kind of headline is that? Russia agrees to... Free 100 captive whales, like there's some kind of political prisoner. But these whales have been kept near the seaport of the Japan seaport city of.
Don't try. Just
Nakodakata.
I told you not to try.
I tried and I failed epically, but why not? Anyway, animal activists, including Leonardo DiCaprio and Jean-Michel
Cousteau. Don't hurt
Jacques
yourself. Wait,
Jacques Cousteau's son.
You skipped the important part, though. They were caught,
illegally.
The whales were caught illegally by companies which planned to sell them.
To marine parks and aquariums in China.
So petition, 1.5 million signatures.
And they, on Monday, the authorities announced that all the captive whales, 10 orcas and 87 beluga whales, will be set free and released back into the wild. But they didn't say anything about spies or anything like that. But I just...
It also didn't say Russian government.
I may have taken a little liberty. I mean, I'm just saying the headline is a little strange. Why is Russia holding whales captive? And what do those whales do to anybody other than swim?
I think that you might be fired from the news desk and be given
fired
another...
Fired from the news desk?
Another job.
What other job is there?
Well, that's a good question because we're not leaving producing to you.
Well, right.
No offense.
And just a little, and we should wrap it up here. I'm looking at our timetable.
Tick tock.
If you could just keep your mouth from blah, 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 blah. I don't know. It's not like I'm sitting here running my jaws the whole time.
Mm-mm.
But speaking of the production desk, we just thank you for your patience with some of our platform.
Yes.
And we're trying to work on the edit. And by we, I mean she is working on it because I would
Thank
be hopeless. If it was up to me, this wouldn't happen because I would have recorded something and then tried to download it or do something.
If it was up to him, he'd be chiseling it on a stone tablet.
Which would work.
Or
I would be
work.
I would be recording it to play on an 8-track tape player.
Right.
So that in the middle of a track, it could make that clunk sound and switch to the next thing. But we appreciate your patience with that.
We really do.
We appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate your feedback. It's been great. We're having a great time. We're enjoying the things you have to say and the ways that you're encouraging us.
It's true.
And how are you want to take us out?
What?
Do you want to take us out?
Actually, well, I was just going to say, if you are enjoying the podcast, and that is the qualifier there, if you're enjoying it.
We covered this.
No matter what platform you listen to it on, and it is available on a lot of different ones. I'm embarrassed to tell you that without looking it up, I can't tell you all of them. I know it's available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Overcast. I don't know. I have to look it up. But anyway.
Oh, we looked up the podcast roots too.
If you're enjoying it and want to share the wealth, if you don't mind hopping over to iTunes, even if you don't listen on iTunes, if you go over to iTunes and just leave a review, that would be great. Help us get the word out there and bring a little more levity to some other people's lives.
A little more levity.
Which I have to tell you, this makes me uncomfortable. But I'm trying new things and I'm trying to be less comfortable. I don't know how I could possibly be less comfortable, but yeah, anyway.
Should we investigate it?
Was in the podcast notes for the initial episode or the second episode, whenever we talked about the origin of podcasts, but he wanted you to know, he wanted me to tell you right now, that the term came from a combination of iPod and broadcast. And there you go, folks.
So we're not actually casting pods and we're not doing any of that stuff. Casting. Right. No, can't. But we are broadcasting.
We will be. Broadcast. We're not right now.
We're not at the moment.
And we're not doing it on an iPod.
Right. Well, maybe they're listening on an iPod.
Maybe they are listening to
you
it
may
on
be
an
listening.
iPod.
Do they even have iPod?
Yeah.
iPod with iPhone.
Do they do that anymore?
Do you even? I don't. I mean, I have an iPod, but like I'm like a dinosaur technologically.
His magic rectangle.
It is a magic rectangle.
His magic rectangle
holds so many songs.
So many songs. We won't talk about how many songs his phone would hold, but. That's another episode for another day.
Well, we should probably get help from the listeners on that because we can't seem to get all of my music from my
rectangle.
All right, but we're going to go.
We're going to go.
Are we heading out?
We're heading out.
We're heading out. So thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in.
To Two Nobodies.
Talking about nothing.
Peace out.
Peace out. Peace out. Yep.
I can say that. I can say peace out.
You sure can.
I just did.
Goodbye, friend.
Are you going to moo-cow that?
I'm going to moo-cow that. Bye, folks.
Later.